It is a, well, I almost said Thursday. Of course, that'd be a different day. That'd be tomorrow, and it'd be Thanksgiving. It is a Wednesday, the Wednesday pre-Thanksgiving show, Jack Michaels show here on 740 The Fan, 740thefan.com, 107.3 FM, KNFL, where the text club is always here for you, 35270, our fan phone line, brought to you by the Blackfish Day Sale at Detroit Lakes Outlet Recreation.com store. That's in DL. In honor of Black Friday, it's the Blackfish Days at the Detroit Lakes Outlet Recreation.com store coming up this Friday and Saturday. So let Mike and his crew take care of it. OutletRecreation.com store in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, this Friday and this Saturday. Good to have you on board today. You heard part of the show, possibly, at basketball. Matt and I, this whole week, I don't care who you, I get it, but I felt for Paul, my colleague there, and Paul Sather, and then those guys that played. Who plays at 10 o'clock in the morning on a central time, for goodness sakes? Even if, and he's on East Coast in Florida. You can pop that game at 1? Like, a kid's got to be out of school. I mean, the kids are probably on break anyway, I'd imagine. It doesn't matter one way or another. But anyway, good job, Paul, on that. Tough loss when you go in a little drought stage there at the end. It's tough to really to get victories. And, you know, that's the fourth game in, what, 4 or 5 days? So pretty tough. They'll fly back, but a loss today. In the interim, I mean, my goodness, news shot. A little bit last night that we're going to touch on today regarding a high school football player whose parents apparently filed a lawsuit that would, in the interim, lift the suspension of a high school quarterback, thus freeing him to play in a state title game. If you haven't caught that story, we'll dive a little bit into that today, certainly, and get your thoughts and feedback on it. The other one, of course, broke mid-morning. Regarding Everson Griffin, that broke mid-morning, and we continue. It's an ongoing thing, but the minute if you're on social media and you say your Twitter blow up and your Vikings notifications blow up, you're thinking, oh, well, what's going on? And the Vikings released a statement, and you think, what's happening? So in case you didn't hear or didn't know or weren't understand what's going on with the Vikings today, the Vikings and the Minnesota Minnetrista, I guess it would be specifically, police department in Eagan are dealing with an ongoing situation. They were involving defensive end Everson Griffin. Griffin had refused to come out of his residence after making an Instagram, I think, is where we first saw this. He refused to come out of his residence after making a series of disturbing posts, I guess, as the story would best way to put it, on Instagram early this morning, claiming that someone was in his home trying to kill him. So the Minnetrista Public Safety Department said in a news release that Griffin, Vikings defensive end Everson Griffin, called 911 after 3 a.m. this morning from his residence. Said someone was inside his home, and Griffin requested assistance from authorities. And Griffin told the 911 dispatcher that he had fired a weapon, but that no one was injured. So then the news release comes out. Law enforcement and Minnesota Vikings team psychologists have been in communication with Griffin since around 7 o'clock this morning, so roughly 5 hours and change ago. But that Griffin had refused to come out of his residence. Police said that they could not find an intruder at Griffin's residence. This is the story. Early this morning, as I mentioned, at 3 o'clock, there was some Instagram post put out by Everson Griffin. I don't have Everson on my Instagram, friends. Matt, I don't know if you have Everson, you don't. He made several posts, all of which now have been deleted, but some captured and put those out, I think, on Twitter. I think some people saw. I, for one, did see what was posted. And it's there, including a video and I saw this that showed Everson Griffin, defensive end, inside his home with a pistol, which he said belongs to him. And then you can hear Everson clearly say, I'm in my house, and then he used a blank trying to pop me. I've still got clips left. I'm still quoting him. This is my gun. And he shows the gun to the video. He says, 45 Wilson Combat, registered to me. I bought all my bullets around town. Quote, Dalvin Cook helped me purchase this gun. It all belongs to me. They're registered to me. I know exactly where I bought them. I've got the card. I have them on. I have everything. So this is what he posted. And so you're thinking through his Instagram, okay, from what I'm gleaning here, Everson Griffin's saying, and he's got this nervous kind of wide-eyed, frantic, different look in his face on his post. He's claiming someone's trying to pop him, trying to shoot him or trying to get at him. And he's got his gun, and he shows his gun to the camera. Then he drops a little, Dalvin Cook helped me get it, and da-da-da-da-da, and I've got all the proper stuff. Then in an Instagram story, Griffin wrote, quote, I need help. People trying to kill me at my own house. And then he posted screenshots of an alleged text conversation with his agent where he requested help from 911. Now, that's from Everson's side and what he posted and what he showed. Police are, and they're using the word confident, Griffin is alone inside the home as they continue to work with him to resolve the situation. We'll check and see where this is right now, by the way, as we hit the air here during the noon hour. Vikings representatives and the team's mental health professionals have been on site at Everson Griffin's home since early this morning. They're cooperating with law enforcement. From the team, they said our only concern at this time is the safety and well-being of Everson and his family. We'll have further comment at the appropriate time. As far, you know, Vikings coach Mike Zimmer said he was unsure whether Griffin was safe when asked. As far as the status for the game against San Francisco, Zimmer said he wasn't sure, and his quote was, no, that's not our concern right now. It's really about him. Which it should be. That's what we know. It was a big old eye opener when this story came out. Is it much ado about nothing? Is it much ado about something? Was there an intruder? If shots were fired, you know, what's that all about? Was it a self-defense? But what if there wasn't an intruder? Are there mental health issues at stake here? Is there, you know, that, you know, all of this stuff is one big jumble today, and that's what they're trying to figure out. So good to have you on board, and then we'll get into the later topic, as I mentioned, with the quarterback from the Minnesota high school football team, whose parents obviously are trying to find a way for him to play via a lawsuit that could lift a suspension that he incurred when playing the Barnesville Trojans. Other than that, we got other things going on. That's Matt English. I'm Jack Michaels. Jack Michaels Show. Here is Derek Hansen. Before we get into all this stuff with Everson, Derek, I'm not going to name where I went to today, a fast food place for like a brunch. I waited in a drive-thru probably about 13 minutes or so to get. I think we're getting. It's that day before Thanksgiving. Yeah. I think everybody is got the same idea right now.
Well, here's
you were
the deal.
The same spot.
I'm
right?
going to do a public service for the people out here.
I noticed Derek has something on his mind.
Well, just for the fact, and it's really kind of a serious situation because you don't want to be inconvenienced if you're going to go that way. They're not going to have hot food ready at Famous Dave's Hill 1. I thought, you know, they're closing on Friday for the foreseeable future, right? So I think that created two things. They're always busy right before Thanksgiving because people kind of want some of their sides and stuff.
Exactly.
And then B, people like me who haven't been there in a while thought, well, I'll have my last catfish fingers for, you know, until the foreseeable future.
Good for you.
Well, me and the rest of Fargo-Moorhead decided to
had
do that.
Had the same idea.
And so they're out of warm food until 1. I would, you know.
Time out. They're what?
They're out of warm food until 1. That's what they said for people who were walking in, and they said, we're out of warm food till 1. I got there right at 11. I went to my chiropractor, got adjusted, came back, and my food still wasn't ready yet. So I sat there from 11:30 until I texted you saying, I'm going to be a little late.
It is a public service announcement.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not for me giving. They're going to do just fine without me.
Yeah.
But I just.
Public service announcement.
I'm just going to do a public service. So they announce for the listeners that it's a little bit of a mess. And, you know, obviously, we all know about everyone being short-staffed.
It's amazing.
And so the next time you go to Bismarck or the cities, maybe that's when you want to try that. You know, cause
right. It's going to be a little full.
Unless you have a lot of patience, just, yep. Yeah. So I think the phone orders are almost be impossible.
I felt for the where I was at today, because I could see the cars. And, you know,
I feel bad for workers and fast food right now. It's awful.
I saw, you know, you're in line and there's like three cars. And there's only, usually fast food places or places have like maybe two spots to wait because it's fast, you know. This was about four cars deep. And, you know, you got a poor person coming out trying to look and see whose order is which. And it's kind of windy. It's a little cool. It's not like it's
awful.
Warm out. And I just felt for the lady and she just said, no, you order. I said, just whatever. Did you have? I said, it's mine. I'll take it now. Even they got my order wrong. Didn't care. I just said, that's
all right.
Yeah,
but then you grabbed someone else's order.
Probably.
You made things worse.
Well, maybe. But, you know, they could be like me. They could be like me.
What? I'll take whatever you got. And you are got to be picky about food.
I took whatever I got.
It was
universal.
A hamburger with ketchup on it. You're screwed.
It was a breakfast. In case you're getting a croissant or the bag, you know, it's we're talking we're mincing things here.
Yeah. Well,
so I got the one that's got
you broke the chain. So then someone else got the wrong food. Oh, they got to take it back
like
in.
It's not like I reached out and grabbed it like on Seinfeld, stole the marble rye. I mean, it's like she offered. And
it kind of sounds like you were.
She said, did you have that? I went, yep, I did, and grabbed it, just to move things along.
Yeah, well, but what I'm saying is you may have made things slower
because
someone looked in and said, this is my order. Then the person had to go back because they didn't want what you ordered.
My intentions were.
No, you got to keep the chain going. The semblance got to go.
My intentions were spot on.
All I know is I ordered the 12 catfish fingers, and I just opened it up when I got here, and they gave me a few more. So I'm not going back, to be honest, and say, oh, you gave me 12 too many. So that's how it goes.
So it's a scene. It is a scene.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy weekend, I can tell. I mean, I think after last year, everyone kind of did, you know, online shopping. People are bursting at the seams to get out.
Not that you can at my age, obviously, any age is fine. But remember back in the day when, you know, if you were apt to be a worker, you know, right now, in this day and age, if you're a teen or young 20s or something, you're just looking
Thanksgiving
for...
Thanksgiving weekend wasn't fun. Yeah.
Not fun, but boy,
busy.
There's work to be had.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to make a little coin and put that away. Derek, before we break, bring Doc Phil on, because Doc was in the operating room yesterday. He had surgery stuff to take care of. We'll bring him on today. The Griffin story, Derek, I think the first part of it is just, here's what's tough. If we don't know that there wasn't an intruder, you know, that part we don't know.
Well, it's very, I think what's, you know, if you kind of go through history, what he had in the hotel lobby going back before the Bills game a few years ago, and, you know, they're expected to win. Those Bills weren't the Bills of today. And he was kind of having the same type of things where he thought people were after him or whatever. Right. And so, unfortunately, whatever's going on with him, and I don't know what his medication is, obviously, but now that you have a pattern of this same kind of thing where there's some type of paranoia that he's got going on. I'm not a psychologist, but that's a little disturbing. And I think the one thing with Everson Griffin, what this is teaching, he might have to get right before he plays football again.
You know?
And that's really sad because he's a talented player, even at his age.
Very much
But
so.
This is scary, you know, what's going on right now. Because I think the biggest thing, you worry about him harming himself, but you also worry about him harming others at this point.
Sure. Did you see the video?
No, I haven't yet.
Yeah,
I heard both Joel and you talking about it.
I sent it to Joel. I know it was out there, then it was taken off, but I did see it, and there is just this look of... It's
sad.
It's tough. It really is.
And beyond football, as a fan, you're like, oh, man, he's been playing so well, too, and they got Danielle Hunter out. And then there's the personal side is, man, he's got to get right, because the last thing I want to hear, and me being a pro wrestling fan, a Chris Benoit situation.
Right.
Where he kills his family, for people who don't know. And that's something that's haunted the WWE for a while right now. And I don't want it to ever get that far. So Everson Griffin has got to get right.
If there's something there that drives some of that paranoia, if this isn't, you know, a thing, and he's making this up, or he's feeling it at least in his head and brain, and now reacting to that, Yeah, there are some many things on here. Do we take a break and then come back?
We got Doc Phil on the
we
line.
Do have Doc
and
Phil.
I tell you, I will have some comments about this Chatfield quarterback.
I wanted to save that a little bit. Intriguing situation. That opens up. I bumped into Joel Heikamp on this, and Tyler Axness and yourself, and I said, obviously, this is a talker. It's a talker on many different levels.
Oh, you make national news, yeah.
Many different levels. So we've got that. Doc Phil coming up around the corner. It is a Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Jack Michaels Show, Derek Hanson, Matt English on 740 The Fan.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case.
Doctor?
What's up, Doc?
I'm glad I didn't have the tryptophan today because it would be one of those. This whole week has felt like it's. Have you ever noticed the week of Thanksgiving, whichever place you work at or what you do, you see the big Thursday there, like a big giant. There's not much going on. You know, Thursday's Thursday. And almost it affects your Monday, Tuesday, and then tears today.
Oh, it's the longest 3-day work week ever.
It is. Doesn't it feel like Dr. Phil, not when you're in surgery doing your work over there. I'm not sure what you have, Doc. Was it ligaments, tendons? What do we have this week?
It was joint replacement.
Joint replacement.
Joint replacement.
Oh.
And it's that ever popular end of the year. My deductible's paid up. I want to do it now.
Ah, that's right.
But the problem is I don't always have space to do it now. You should have thought about this like 2 months ago.
That's exactly. I forgot about your business, that how that plays out that way. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I've been a proponent, and I've been trying to convince insurance companies around the world, why do you have to have this during the holidays when it's so stressful anyway? Can't you have the year end like July where, you know, right. People can take a vacation. They can do their surgery. And the weather's better usually. But no, that's our fiscal year. And I go, well, let me see. It's because you've always done it this way, right?
Yep.
That's the worst phrase in the world.
That's right.
Well, we've always done it this way.
That sounds like football coaches, I know.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like, I thought Doc Phil right there was going to get into Coming to America, the Prince of Zamunda. It's the way it's always been.
Yeah, exactly.
It's tradition. You're the king. You're the king. You can change the tradition. Who am I to change tradition? You're the king of Zamunda. You are the king of the king of joint replacement.
Don't see Coming to America too, though. I'm just saying.
It's bad.
Oh man.
Doc,
okay, so then you want to get into that chat field?
Well,
thing right
I want to set it up first. Then Derek, you jump and Doc, you jump on this. And what at least we learn. And for those that don't know this story, Chatfield is a team, 2A team that happened to play Barnesville, by the way, in the semifinal round of the Minnesota State Prep Football Playoffs. During which the game with Barnesville in the semifinal round, their quarterback was flagged for two unsportsmanlike penalties, and by rule of the MSHSL, you're not only banned from that game, you're also to miss the next game, which would be the, in this case, the championship game. So as this is going on, and Derek will lay this out, and Doc, I'm going to get your thoughts. Apparently he kicked some players, and Derek, you can explain this. But in the wake of this, what has happened is that a lawsuit has been filed in Minnesota. Now, they didn't name particular names, but they used initials, and then they actually used the phrase, whose son is the quarterback at Chatfield? So you have an understanding. It is the guy. You know, that's his parents. So the parents have filed a lawsuit. From this is that being a student, you know, being in Minnesota law, interscholastic sport participation is constitutionally protected property right as part of a student's right to an education and thus entitled to due process. I've got some thoughts on that myself too, but that's it. So you've got the parents; they have filed a lawsuit. And what they want to do is lift the suspension while this due process or law is being looked at, thus allowing the quarterback, who was kicked out last week's game can come in and play in this weekend state title game. Then the process will take its course and da-da-da-da. That's the basis of this. Doc, we'll get your thoughts. What's the initial thought from you, my friend D?
Well, okay, go ahead. Well, I just he earned both the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty.
You saw it, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
He earned both of them. And when he went, after he got kicked out, he went and one of his players tried to console him. He shoved one of his players more or less away. So his parents suing him, the state high school league, kind of shows me why he acts the way he does. I'm not going to get in. We don't like to get into high school kids and all this. Since his parents brought it to this level, I'm sorry. They got issues. I mean, you can't do it. Yeah. He earned those penalties. He kicked the Barnsville player.
Said, the coach of the team had said that all he heard was from his other players that the players tackled him and wouldn't let go of his leg, so he kicked.
No, but he moved his foot free, and then he kicked the player. Kicked the player to the point where the player got knocked back down. So, no. If the coach said that right after the game, okay. But if he's now quoting this as, oh, we should challenge this because I saw the video and it's not that, then I have a problem with the Chatfield coach. I'm not just saying, because this is, there's no way. And I think then he's enabling this situation too. I don't know what the situation is here. If I'm the coach of Chatfield, I'm saying, hey, I saw the video. Let's not bring this football program down by suing the Minnesota State High School League.
Doc, you are a parent. I saw so many tweets that said, this is why we lose coaches. I saw a tweet, this is why people don't officiate. I thought there's actions, consequences. Doc, your floor, your thoughts.
Well, didn't he throw his helmet too?
That was another player.
Oh, that was another player.
Yeah, that was a lineman there.
But Jack, go back and when you read the stipulation, or not so much the stipulation, but the outlining the parameters for high school activities. It just says education, right? Did it say anything about interscholastic activities?
It says, under Minnesota law, interscholastic sports participation is a constitutionally protected property right included as part of a student's right to an education, which cannot be taken away without due process. Is due process here is that you kicked someone twice and I threw the flag on you and kicked you out. That's your due process.
I mean, usually the head referee the emperor on
this.
Due
process.
Yeah. Right. I mean, the due process is the rules of the game stipulate this. You violated the rules. Here's your punishment. Now, if you want to take it further, then I think that really starts to muddy the water. And that's going to be real interesting. They will probably find some attorney and some judge that would put a stay on that so to allow this kid to play, which would be wrong. I mean, he obviously has an anger management problem. He obviously needs to be accountable, which is really strange in this day and age. Seems like you can lie, you can do anything you want and get away with it. But I think that in this situation, I mean, if you don't start laying down the law and going by the rules, you're right, Derek. We won't have coaches. They're going to go, wait a minute, what am I doing? I'm not going to put myself out there. So I think in this situation, if it would have been one, you know, you could probably work through that and say, hey, you know, that's a rare thing. It didn't happen. He just, the heat of the moment. We can maybe let him play because it is such a big deal. But when it's two and he did it twice, knowingly did it twice, the kid obviously has some anger management issues that need to be dealt with. And Jack, you're right. You know, if the family really feels that hard, they've got some issues as well. If they can't see that he violated the rules of the game and everybody knows what the rule is and you've got to go through it, I would agree with you. I mean, I just hope that the High School Activities Association does not buckle. They stand their ground and go, no, these are the rules. Violated them. This is the penalty. Sorry.
The Minnesota law... what they're going at, obviously they've got an attorney that found, you know, this, you know, under Minnesota law and the constitutional rights. You know, they're coming out of that.
But,
it shouldn't supersede.
But the last that I know of, it's not a right, is it, play sports?
No. I mean, what's the next thing? The kid gets caught.
It's a privilege.
Right. To me, it's the equivalent. Right. It's equivalent if he got caught drinking and they wanted to lift it, right? Or if he didn't pass the grades. You know, it's his inherent. Even though he's got three Fs, and I'm just using this. I mean, we've seen a lot of kids ineligible for some reason. He's ineligible because he broke the rules the last game.
Of the game that the
other.
Yes.
I mean, this is not complicated. Shame on his parents. I'm sorry.
Here's what we say. And how many people since the story kind of came out, which is large. Here's where we can't paint with one brush, but we find it more now because we use terms like, well, in our day, all of the guys, all of them, well, maybe not all. But it's true. If you go back, and all we know is our own individual cases, Matt's, yours, Derek, Doc, yours, mine, that if Doc, you were that player that did, as you described it, Derek, and you witnessed the game, and it was against Barnesville, I know my parents, that's a lesson learned. That's a hard lesson learned.
Oh, yep.
That's a tremendously hard lesson learned. And personally speaking, I'm Doc, I bet you're probably no different with you. Derek, I'm sure the same thing with you and Matt. That I don't know if my pops just filed a lawsuit in Williams County Courthouse to get his son reinstated.
If the boy would have done something cheap in wrestling and got kicked out of the section tournament or something, I said, well, you learned your lesson there, didn't you?
No.
I mean, it's pretty obvious.
I mean, if it was really like a controversial call or something, you know, but I'm with you, Jack. I mean, quite frankly, first of all, I don't have that kind of personality in my genes.
Right.
I would be so embarrassed, and I would just be so heartbroken that I let my team down.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's what it gets down to. And playing sports is a privilege. It's not a right, and it'll be interesting to see how they twist the words here because – That's how it's going to work. But I just hope that there isn't a judge out there that will provide a stay so that this kid can play because that just sends the wrong message.
I would wonder
if they have a code of conduct that they have to sign before the season starts too if you're going to play sports because a lot of teams do, and that would be another thing that would be enforceable. It's like, okay, you agreed that you would follow the rules and you would do the appropriate things and abide by these conduct issues that we talked about, and you violated it. I'm sorry. You know, you're done.
I need to bring this
up.
And I want to bring this up today. By the way, the Fan Phone Line and Text Club today brought to you by Blackfish Day of Sale, the Detroit Lakes Outlet Recreation.com store. Text it 35270. I want to bring this up before, you know, as we move on here with this, is that if you feel we're wrong here in this, if you feel like the parents have a right to find some, you know, law within a constitutional law that protects the rights and the due process terminology to lift the suspension to allow this young man to play in the title game and he's learned, you know, whatever. If you think that, by all means, text in and make a case. Say, you guys are off. We get it, but you're wrong. 35270. I just wanted to get that out, Derek.
I'd love to hear some explanation on that, too, because I just don't know how he can look at, especially if you've seen the video of the two fouls that we're talking about here.
Was it on a quarterback, like run play?
The first one, he was actually on defense, and he there's a little push and shoving at the end, and he, you know, it's one of those things where he got kind of caught at the
tangled
end.
Tangled up.
And he shoved a guy to the ground after the whistle, right? So,
on sport,
and then the second
play.
One, he was running and he got the first down, and our cornerback tackled him by the ankles, and he wanted to get free, and he got free, and then he kicked the defensive player. I mean, he kicked him. I mean, forcibly kicked him.
Okay,
and that was it. And so now the sophomore quarterback came in and started flinging the ball over the field. You know, and the rest is history. Otherwise, we wouldn't even be talking about this because my team would be playing on Friday instead. But the point is that he committed those fouls. There's just no getting around it.
Right.
I mean, it's like it would be like a targeting call saying that, oh, we got to overrule this. We don't think that was really targeting. I mean, let's go back and sue the NFL because Drew Pearson pushed on Nate Wright. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I'd love to know what the parents' motivation is. And the reason I say that is it because they're afraid that their son's not going to be able to be on a championship football team? Or are they worried that, oh, now all of a sudden, you know, with this, he can't play, he can't showcase his skills, So he's not going to get a college scholarship.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what, he blew the college scholarship already.
We've talked about that a lot.
There's going to be teams that go, stay away from this kid.
And
this
tell me about that. And you're right, Phil and Derek and Matt. Think about that. Now, hypothetically, think about this. Player disqualified for title game. Sophomore comes in. Now they're in action against West Central Area Ashburn coming up tomorrow. Right,
go Knights.
So now if the player in question and instead of lawsuit and this and that comes out and with him and his parents came out with a statement that said, look, I was wrong. My emotion got the best of me. This is not the way I want to portray. This is not the way I want to be a leader as the quarterback of this team. I am disqualified, and rightfully so. And from this day forward, I'm going to be the best teammate to this sophomore quarterback and cheer my school on to it. And that's what came out today, and we're all talking about it. Just think of the difference of what's been would be chatted about.
I would love to talk to the coach down there, because for me, and the coaches that we all know, because I mean, I know, Phil, you deal with coaches, and we talk to coaches all the time. The last thing that they would want is this distraction before the title game. And I would I'd be telling the parents, listen, unless this coach is so delusional that he thinks it was unfairly done, too, that he's in and enabling these parents to act this way, and maybe enabling the fact that you're shoving a teammate on the sidelines as he's trying to console you. I mean, this is an issue. And I hate to talk about high school kids this way, because when I was 16, 17, I was a complete moron sometimes.
We weren't all saints.
But his parents have brought this to national attention now. And so it's hard not to talk about it. This is a bad look. It's a bad look for high school sports. It's a bad look for everything. And if I'm the coach, I'm saying, listen, don't tarnish the program. We're trying to win a state championship. Your kid screwed up. I'm sorry.
Phil.
We're going to have to win with the sophomore quarterback.
To Derek's point, Phil, what happens if they quote-unquote – you know, win the temporary. What if they lift the suspension and he plays? What if, Phil? What now are we? What signs are we sending out? Right. Well, what does that do, Phil? Now,
yeah, you've sent out the wrong message. That it's just like in society today. You can lie, you can cheat, you can get away with it. That's how it is. I mean, you can find a lawyer that will try and the best to disprove your guilt is, you know, as much as possible. It just sends the wrong message. I'm sorry.
Well, the right coach.
Jack, I loved your message right there, and I wish you could get that to the parents.
Right.
If they would come out and do the mea culpa and just say, you know, hey, I screwed up. I own this. I made a big mistake. I'm just so heartbroken for my teammates because I put them in a bad position. I would just take that kid and hug him and go, yeah, he did the right thing.
You would that rally right around thing. That kid. I mean, like,
absolutely
everybody would rally
was.
Around
sure.
him, and he would come out of this, like, twice as it would just be such a boost. Yep.
But it's obviously not the DNA because it's the two people that raised him are suing.
Are suing,
so,
that's right.
And so if I was the coach that said, and they said, we're going to sue the Minnesota State High School League, I think the coach should say, don't do that. I'm not going to play him anyway if you're going to do that.
No.
And that,
I mean, that would be the right response.
There's no.
But now here's another thing too, Derek. Think about the officials that made the call. Okay, so now what's going to happen? They're going to be a little timid on calling all these personal fouls now. If you're starting to do that, because they know, oh God, we're just going to get sued for this now. I'm not going to do this crap. And now all of a sudden you're going to get officials that don't want to do it anymore. Going, listen, this is too crazy.
Lawyer says
due to the
Minnesota State High School League's lack of an appeals process for review of unsportsmanlike conduct, penalty calls leading to ejection and subsequent automatic suspension, he was denied constitutionally protected property right without due process. So now they're saying that because the MSHSL doesn't have an appeals process for the review of unsportsmanlike conduct policy, well, it's the official. He got his.
Yeah.
This is whack. I mean, it is really.
You don't need an appeals process law.
This is not the Derek Chauvin trial.
Here's what the appeals process was. If us four were refs, it'd be I threw the flag and I come over to the white hat. Yeah. Derek and say, Derek, you said what'd you see? Well, I saw him kick him after the thing. Matt, did you see that? Yeah, I saw it too. Doctor Phil, did you? That's what I got too.
As well as the rest of U.S. Bank Stadium.
Right. That's the appeals process, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Man alive, I wish I was in joint surgery right now.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Okay, no, I don't. But if I were, I'd get Dr. Phil. If I were, I'd have Dr. Phil do it on that.
He would drop Reese's Pieces into the...
Dr. Phil would be surgery. I mean, he'd find a junior mint.
Yeah, the junior mint.
It was a junior mint, I think, that fell in.
From Jolly Rancher.
Jolly Rancher, some other else.
It was a junior mint in Seinfeld, right?
Seinfeld, yeah. It was a junior mint, yeah. When Kramer wanted to watch the, yeah, surgery. Anyway, Doc, well, I hope you have a good Thanksgiving. What's in it for you? You home? Are you on the road? Are you in Michigan? Where are you at?
You know, actually, I'm home with Mother Marge and my daughters.
Nice.
And I was lucky enough to go out and bag a few roosters the last couple of weekends. So we're going to have pheasants, fresh pheasants for our dinner. We're going to do it tonight because we've got some other obligations tomorrow. And we're going to have the usual green bean salad, a little au gratin potatoes, some cranberries, and just sit back and have a good time.
The average human consumes 4,500 calories on a Thanksgiving meal/day. 4,500. And for me, with my size and height, I think that's normal, Doc. I told Matt, I was looking at Thanksgiving trivia. Derek, I don't know about this, but Matt had a good call, and Doc, you're educated. So there are 12 U.S. states that don't have turkeys in them. It's not, you're not going to find a turkey in, I don't know them. I read it. There are 12 U.S. states where you just aren't going to find a turkey.
Hawaii is one.
That's what I told Matt. I said, oh, that's right, they don't fly. There's no way they're getting over there, other maybe by ship or by plane.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the other 12 would. We figured this out.
Does that mean turkeys that are wild or turkeys that you can...
Well, I think like turkeys in general.
The wild.
Wild turkeys? I don't know. We figured the New England colonies got turkeys everywhere.
Yeah, they have wild turkeys.
Yeah.
Right? I would think the Southwest probably doesn't have a whole bunch.
No, there aren't really any roaming the deserts of Nevada. None out in the Mojave.
Yeah. So Hawaii and maybe parts of Nevada. I'm guessing maybe Arizona.
I would think Northern California might, though.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah,
they might.
I'd say Montana does. Boy, it's interesting.
There's your homework assignment for everybody on your turkey. Impress your friends. Impress your family. There are 12 U.S. states that do not have turkeys. Find out which ones there are.
See, now you got me.
If you have to Google, please Google. I would like to know, to tell you the truth, on that. Doc, enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Hey, here's the other, if you're going to go through a little bit of trivia. Ask him which are the 17 NFL stadiums that have grass.
Oh, the 17 NFL stadiums that have grass. That have grass.
Yeah.
That have natural
turf. And there's two indoor stadiums that have it, actually.
Yeah.
Do you know them all, Derek?
I could figure it out.
You could walk through it a little bit?
They're pretty easy to figure out. Yeah, they're pretty easy to figure out. Just sit down and think about it.
If all else fails, pull out a deck of pinochle cards. There's your Thanksgiving, everybody. Enjoy. Triple header on the Fan and on KFGL. Doc, be good, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving, as always. Be safe. Say hi to Mother Marge.
Absolutely. And to all the listeners, happy Thanksgiving, and we'll chat with you guys next week.
You got it, buddy. 12:44 on a Wednesday pre-Thanksgiving. Arizona, Nevada, Hawaii. Are the turkeys in Alaska. Got to be some turkeys in Alaska.
I think Alaska has everything. amount of wildlife.
What don't they have?
I mean, it's so massive that it encompasses every species on Earth, I think.
Grizzly and polar bears.
They got everything over there. We'll take a time out. These and more hard-hitting questions coming up.
Liger.
740 The Fan. Text Club at 35270. By the way, that Fan phone line at Text Club today brought to you by and sponsored by the Blackfish Days sale at Detroit Lakes Outlet Recreation.com store. Derek has been in there several times. It's in honor of Black Friday. It's Blackfish Days.
The 20th of the month.
Detroit
reminds
Lakes.
Me I've been in there.
Yeah.
withdrawal.
Is there
comes
a decimal
out.
Point?
Yes, exactly.
Outlet Recreation.com store. That's this Friday and Saturday, making a stop there. Big shout out to our friends in Detroit Lakes. I did, I guess, ask if we're off on this whole story here, lawsuit, lift the suspension, let my boy play, and reverse this disqualification, da-da-da-da-da. If we're off on this, please, 35270. This is America, man. You feel free if you've got differing opinions. That's what it's all about. Derek, I don't know how many people will be in that camp. I don't know. Right now,
I think most people are siding with us. One text comes in, and this is before I said on the air. I didn't get a chance to read it before, but saying kind of in parallel what we said, the coach should say it doesn't matter if he is reinstated, he's not playing. And I would have said that to the parents right away. Because if he plays and they win, it's going to tarnish the whole thing.
Yeah.
You can't.
That's the move. That's the move. That's what you do for your coach.
If this coach has any wits about him, that's what he's going to say. And he may lose his player. Mm-hmm. The parents, you know, the parents might move to Caledonia. I don't know.
Right. Whatever.
But that's what you got to do.
That's right.
I'm sorry. That's the right thing to do. No one's learning anything right in this
situation. I'm familiar with a college coach who did not dress and benched an All-America this year for whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
This isn't even high
school. Well, I mean, and to what Dr. Phil was saying about that, well, it hurt his recruiting chances. No, he did that himself.
Yeah.
And I think even more so with the two unsportsmanlike, like, those are things you think you can do. When he shoved his teammate
that's
on the sidelines, I mean, yeah. that would send up red flags to me big time.
Yeah, that we need a readjustment here. We need an attitude readjustment here.
Another text, my mom would have called a lawyer, too, to get my butt out of the house.
Yeah.
In defense of being honorable, his teammate should threaten to boycott the game if he's reinstated. I don't know if they'll do that, you know, because you're such brothers, but I'd love to know what they're thinking. I really would. It's got to be an interesting thing here. It's a little bit of a disadvantage for West Central here, not knowing if you're going against a sophomore passer or if you're going against this, you know, junior runner quarterback. You know what I mean? They got to prepare for both.
Yeah.
On that side, Jack, go West Central. Well, they'll have the crowd on their side, no doubt. Well, I mean, I'm pulling for West Central big time. A, because they're from the region. It's not
right. It's West Central area, Ashby.
Not
that
too
area.
Far
it's
from
not,
you know,
it's in our back-
from our backyard here in the Elbow Lake Barrett area. So yeah, go for it.
You know, Derek, you're around. Obviously, with your steps, you're around athletes. I am. Matt is. I mean. I don't know the young man. I don't know his parents. I don't know any of. I don't know. All I'm knowing is what I'm, you know, reading on paper
right.
and Twitter and all that stuff. I mean, you hope, right, that this can sink in. Like, I get it. We were all 16. What is he? 17? 16?
He's a junior, 18? So he's got to be 16 or 17, most likely.
You know, there. What was that story? Wasn't there a story a year ago, maybe somewhere down in Oklahoma where. Golly, was it a wrestler or not? I mean, like, a junior almost and lost his eligibility for the next year.
Well,
because
I thought it was so he, like, attacked an official.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
that's
he jumped an official and went berserk. Like,
right.
That was disturbing.
Well, that's got to be it.
And that was almost borderline criminal stuff.
Yeah, he, like, came flying off the bench and, like, I mean, it was like WWE, like, shoulder to him. Like, didn't shove him. Like, he had his momentum built up, like, a, you know, building up like a bull charging up. Matador.
That was
like,
about a year or so ago, right? That happened. That's what sticks to my mind over here. So my point is on this that you hope he can learn from the actions that are taken. I mean, by the way,
but it seems like he's enabled too much to do
that's
that.
That's what it sounds like.
I mean,
and hopefully he's not enabled by the coach. That to me, yeah.
The minute the parents called the lawyer. There's red flags all over there. I'm sorry. That's not
I mean,
good.
The activities director washes his or her hands with this, right? Because it's out of their.
I don't know.
Is it out of their
I don't route? Think so. I think the AD's got. I think the AD has the. He can say that this kid's ineligible, too, that we're not going to deal. He could overrule
he could
the coach,
too. He go in line
too.
With, yeah. right? He should go in line with the.
State high school league.
Right, with the rules.
I mean. That can go all the way up the chain. I think the principal, I think the super, they all can do that. I mean, they can say, no, you're not playing. It's, as Dr. Phil said, it's not a – that whole thing was bunk that the lawyer wrote up. I mean
– He found some sort of umbrella-type protective loophole potential to supersede
hilarious.
The laws of the game. By the way, this isn't like a new made-up thing. It's been on the books for a while. Now, you can question – What you're doing is questioning the unsportsman. Are you questioning the unsportsmanlike conduct?
Well, okay. Here's
or are you
what you
questioning the rule of the automatic, you know, suspension of a game.
Right. That's if you want to question that whether or not the punishment doesn't fit the crime because you lose another game. Okay, I can buy that to a point. But the reason they kind of have to do that is if you're up by two touchdowns, you get your second unsportsmanlike penalty, and it's as cheap as this thing was.
Right.
What, do you miss the last 2 minutes of the game? You're already going to win? You know what I mean? That's why it's the same thing with targeting the second half. You miss the first half of the next game, right? If it's targeting the first half, you just get kicked out of the rest of the game.
That's right.
That's why they do these things. So you don't, in the last 2 minutes, decide to go have a UND-Wisconsin right. brawl the two
right.
the early two,
right, right.
The 1980s,
the
right?
Line, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why you do these things. So as much as I've disagreed with a lot of the shenanigans, and I think there's way too many cooks in the kitchen with all the board of directors of the Minnesota State High School League, it's pretty clear. I was watching with Joel Heitkamp, who is an official, and he said, I'm pretty sure, and he's reffed on both sides of the river, I'm pretty okay. sure he has to miss the next game if they come back and beat Barnesville.
And he was right.
Yeah. So
there are cases where targeting South Dakota State was minus a couple of star players for the first half this past weekend.
The Jacks?
Yeah, because they had a targeting called before. I can see there are some targeting calls that are suspect, that are upheld on replay at the game, and subsequently looked at throughout the course of the next couple of days, where you go back and have even that much time to think and go, you know what? We missed that. That was probably wrong at the time. And but at least I guess you have a week to, I don't know if I've ever seen those overturned, though. I think the players are still serving the first half of the next game suspension. So I don't.
Well, I just can't believe a judge is going to look at this video and go, are you kidding me?
How fast is that going to just,
this is stupid. Don't waste my time with nonsense like this. And that's how ridiculous
this is. The due process was Matt, Derek, Phil, and Jack converging on the call. What'd you have? I had the, did you have kick? Yeah, I had the, and he's out. That's what the due process was in that game.
Well, and I think the kick was on the big board, too.
Oh.
You know, you're at US Bank Stadium.
So everybody
saw. So I don't know.
I hope
maybe it wasn't. Maybe because it may be a little controversial. But
stay tuned to the Fan for more on the developing Everson Griffin story. If you haven't heard that, Common will have that. Barrero, obviously, and Guardsy all the way through. Triple header tomorrow of football. Count them, baby. 11:30 our coverage tomorrow morning. Get underway. And then we got three of them.
11 a.m. pregame. Yeah.
11 a.m. pregame.
And then the Wild tonight at 5:45.
Nice call, Nat. Then America's team plays it. I'll forget about that. There you go. Common is next.